This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. That number, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. Main feature actually allows you to control the content of the site. You get to submit things to it, vote up and down on other things that others submit, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com, meaning more people see what you think's interesting. You find an article online that you want to share, a video or something like that, you can do that with our site. It's social bookmarking, I think they call it. You can go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. Joining you this evening, by the way, it is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
So let's talk Libya. Mark, you had some comments. You've been reflecting, I guess, on the things that you said earlier last week, I believe it was, or earlier this week.
I'm not apologizing to anything. I don't know what you're setting up here. I'm just thinking about this. And
well, earlier you said that you were feeling like maybe the United States military should be going in and bombing Libya.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. I think that it's okay to use force in order to protect someone else. If you understand the situation, you've got a clear picture that it's okay to do that. And in this instance, when the way it exists today, I can understand why it is that the UN decided to put together a coalition of nations and all that stuff in order to prevent some of the violence going on against rebels. Maybe the chances are good they're going to mess this up in the same way that they did it sort of in Iraq. I don't know how many people Saddam Hussein killed, what the claims are. I'm sure you can find small numbers to large numbers, but I do know that the State Department decided that what their estimates were about 125,000. Some people estimate higher, but the State Department themselves estimated 125,000. That came out in WikiLeaks, another one of the valuable things that came out of the WikiLeaks documents.
I'm sorry, that's 125,000 according to the hands of Saddam Hussein that he killed?
No, that the United States killed during their war in order to free the Iraqi people.
Because I've seen numbers of over 600,000.
I have heard those too, and it probably depends on how you massage the numbers.
We're talking about innocent people, right?
Those are that was the number. 125,000 people killed was the number. So I'm not going to, you can't. How can you say any of them are innocent and guilty?
Maybe those were Iraqi troops. That sounds like a Iraqi troops number.
No way. No way. They just didn't have those kind of numbers.
But what's troubling about Libya is that Gaddafi was pretty much a puppet of the West. And typically what's happened in the past is when a puppet decides that he doesn't want to be the puppet anymore and wants to do his own thing or not obey his masters in foreign lands, that's usually when these things tend to happen, these overthrows and these staged revolutions. So without more data, I could never say that. I just don't think it's almost never right to intervene in a country and use military force, because it's not always what they say it is.
I agree. And how are they going to know who they're killing as to whether or not they're the right people? And by the way, IraqBodyCount.org cites the number at between 100,000 and 109,000 civilian deaths, specifically civilians.
So, and obviously, civilians, not military people. And all I'm saying is that sometimes the cure when it comes to war is worse than the disease. And I don't know in the specific instances. I have a certain amount of sympathy for the coalition that going in and trying to save people in Libya. But here's the point I want to make, is governments do this all of the time. This is their shtick. Their shtick is, let's create a problem, and then we'll create a solution, which will create a problem, and then we can create a solution. They do it constantly by their intervention. The fact is, government created the problem of Libya by not opening up the borders of the United States and letting free people move here, immigrate here, and build a better life for themselves.
So essentially forcing people to stay in hell.
Right. And governments all over the world do this. You can believe that religious organizations would help these Libyan folks to get over here and build a better life for themselves, become westernized.
I would donate money to
imagine
that.
Imagine how much they'd love the country if gave them freedom from their dictator.
No kidding. People, not just them, but people from everywhere around the world that are being oppressed.
People talk about, those Muslims, they're going to come here and they're going to ruin our culture or whatever. I'd love to know what the United States culture is. If you know what our culture is, please call in. I haven't heard a satisfactory answer yet.
So that kind of echoes what I said when we first had this conversation.
You did, but you only touched on it. You didn't flesh it out, and that's why it took me a couple of days to really get this, is that, in fact, if you opened up the borders, you let people come here, then, and you didn't force American citizens to pay for somebody else's schooling of their kids, their medical care, their welfare,
all that freedom.
Just freedom, in which they can work for a better life. They can receive charity from organizations that want to help them. I'm willing to give.
Me too.
And when you have that kind of government, that government isn't costly. It isn't overbearing. It isn't intrusive. That kind of government spreads, and you're likely to see landmass. The United States expand its borders because people want that for themselves. I mean, if Mexico and Canada see that kind of mass immigration in the United States because we have the kind of prosperity that a true free market will bring,
they're going to want that too.
They're going to want their governments are either going to get more free or they're going to disappear, and the United States is going to exist into those areas. And you can't tell me that you can't put we figured it out. Every person got an acre or something like that. That would fill the space of the United States.
No, I don't know about that, but there's plenty of room out there.
There's lots of room. Plenty of room in these United States.
Most of the U.S. is completely unurbanized, something like 96-97% of it, from what I understand.
So that really is the solution.
But that's again, another impossible solution, right? Because the U.S. government certainly isn't going to do that anytime
government's
soon.
Government's always an impossible solution.
So in the meantime, another solution could be, for those of us that don't want to support warmongering, we could possibly somehow support those rebels with funds or some kind of mercenaries or weapons, something outside of turning to the state and begging them to assist.
I don't know what one can do in these circumstances. I mean, I find that, a free market in weapons might very well favor the Gaddafi regime. They have the money. They have control. They had control of the oil fields enough to turn those oil fields into money. And so they've got the money to buy the tanks and the airships and all this other stuff to crush the incipient rebels. I wouldn't fight them. I'd go away.
No, I wouldn't fight them either.
I'm not going to give them my labor. I'm not going to give them the fruits of my labor.
No doubt about it. But for those people that are stuck there, I don't think it's wrong to assist them financially.
I don't think it's wrong. I just don't know what the solutions are in those circumstances. How am I going to get money to the people in Libya? No one has given me that option at this point.
I understand that. Let's continue and take your thoughts and calls. And Jack is listening in Presque Isle to WEGP. Hey, Jack.
Good evening, folks. There are numerous options. You guys have opened up a whole can of worms. You've hit about 20 different subjects here. I don't know which one to address first. I think I'd like to address first the gentleman who was saying that when people are being injured, then we have the responsibility, duty, right, or whatever to step in.
Who said that? I think it's okay.
Well, you think it's okay. So do you think it's okay that if I step in and physically try to stop the murder of 4,000 babies a day, that's okay?
You can do what you want, but I can tell you that you're going to go to jail if you're talking about murdering doctors or something.
Well, no, not murdering doctors, but even you can't even block the entrance to a place where they're killing babies.
I understand.
Don't
forget you're talking to a guy who's pro-life, okay?
I know. Okay.
But it's not going to go anywhere. This is a conversation that doesn't go anywhere. The idea that you're going to use violence. How many adopted kids do you have?
I don't have any adopted kids. I got six of my own.
Well, then what are you talking about? All these adopted kids, you haven't taken them off the market. There's all kinds of kids out there that don't have families, and you're worried about the ones that are getting murdered in abortion clinics?
Yeah.
Okay. Next topic.
Okay. Note, Article 1, Section 10, Paragraph 3. No state shall, enter into an agreement or compact with another state or with foreign power or engage in war unless actually invaded or in such imminent danger as will not admit a delay. So the Department of Invasion doesn't exist.
I'm a little confused as to what you're saying. We'll bring it back here in a moment if you don't mind, Jack. Hang on. You're welcome to express your thoughts in a little more detail here in just a bit. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe he's saying that it's unconstitutional for them to go around warmongering, in which case that's probably a true statement. But they do it anyway. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another? It's true, especially when you're talking about CentOS. Choosing CentOS for your company's rental uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt branded apparel. That's right, CentOS, the leading provider of rental uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Rental Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Rental Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of these airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we bring to you there, including news updates. You get signed up. We will keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to news.freetalklive.com to get on the updates list. Again, news.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. In stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231. Unfortunately, Jack dropped off the line during that particular break, and certainly I would have been happy to continue the conversation there, but oh well.
There is no Department of Invasion was the last thing he said.
Yeah, and so I guess he was talking about constitutionally, and indeed, they used to call it the Department of
War.
Department of War, right? And then they changed it to the Department of Defense.
There hasn't been too much defensive stuff go on out of the Department of Defense since then.
It's been the Department of Offense.
Yeah, and they, of course, invade countries without any kind of declaration of war. So, I mean, they're clearly violating their own constitution.
And you know, it seems like there's an awful lot of Republicans worried about Obama, you know, not declaring war in this circumstance. And I wonder how many of them were worried about George Bush and his, you know, the whole thing going on with him. Now, some will say that there was a use of force thing voted on in the, you know, the Senate or the House, excuse me, or whatever it was, but they didn't, but it's not a declaration of war. The Constitution says a declaration of war, and it's either a declaration of war or it's not a declaration of war. And to me, that's what the issue is. As far as I'm concerned, all the conflicts the United States has been in since World War II are unconstitutional. And that doesn't mean that I think that they, you know, I'm talking about how good or bad these conflicts are individually. I'm just talking about them being unconstitutional.
Right.
If you're going to have a set of rules, you should follow them. But if the set of rules doesn't have any punishment for the people that are supposed to follow them, they're
well,
not going to follow.
Yeah.
You understand? The Constitution sets out no punishment for the people that don't
this
follow it. They do talk about treason, but that there are no definitions of the people not following the Constitution as, in fact, being treasonous.
Pretty much. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, with that, any other further thoughts on the Libya situation, Mark, that you want to get out tonight?
That's really it. If you want to see, if you want to see more freedom in the world, then you're going to have to see more freedom here. And I know that there's aspects to freedom that are scary. The idea of opening up the United States border, letting people come here and build a better life for themselves, getting rid of social safety, quote-unquote safety nets, like welfare and these kind of things in order to have people live, you know, be productive and not, you know, just sit around on the dole, whether they're United States citizens or whether they're foreign people coming here to soak off those things, you know. That's going to make for a freer United States. I think a more prosperous United States. I think a United States borders that would expand. And, you know, those are my thoughts.
Well, the United States would also expand economically. You'd have more innovation again. Because remember, in the early 1900s, look at some of the people who came here from Europe. You had Nikola Tesla. You had Einstein. You had a lot of very, very inventive, innovative people who came here.
Not just way back then, but historically, immigrants have been more likely to be entrepreneurs than native-born.
They work harder. You know?
Well, because they have the motivation.
Yeah, they have the motivation. People that have been here a while don't have as much motivation.
They're comfy. They're fat. They're happy.
Yeah, exactly. They're overcontent and complacent. People who come here and have a taste of freedom, all of a sudden the whole heavens open up for them.
Right.
And they
I can do anything.
Yeah.
Well, at least that's what a lot of them think.
Well, they realize they can.
Right. These days, a lot of them have this mistaken impression that this is still the land of the free. Apparently, that propaganda has been somewhat effective around the world, and they come here believing that they will have more freedom, and then point of fact, they discover that that's just not the case, and then they're a little bit dejected.
It can be the land of the free again. A few weeks ago, we were discussing Cuba and how Cuba is trying to encourage entrepreneurship now, and without an infusion of entrepreneurship from foreigners, it's going to be very difficult because those people are all, most of them are so used to being on the dole. Now, there are some entrepreneurs there because they have a black market.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we have a black market in the U.S., which is probably growing, if anything, here.
The spirit of America hasn't been completely snuffed out at this point. But, You know, our government is growing and getting more intrusive, while the communist governments are shrinking and getting less intrusive. We were just talking about Estonia and Lithuania having more press freedom just last night, and there's a lot of ways that
many those are the top two, right? The top two in the whole world.
They were in the top 10.
Okay.
And even Russia today now has a lot of stories that the U.S. mainstream media would never publish or show.
Well, Russia Today is basically an anti-United States news organization in a lot of ways. They just dislike, they're just presenting another side. That doesn't mean
you say it's anti-United States. Yeah, what do you mean by that?
They seem to be against the government of the United States.
I think they show dissenting opinions, and I think they make themselves a good alternative to the mainstream U.S. media, but I wouldn't say they're anti-U.S. I think they're probably pro-free U.S. in some ways, because some of the people they interview, like Ron Paul.
I think so. Scott Horton is a frequent interviewee.
I take the interview. That doesn't make it a good press organization. If they have a skewed belief system that Russia is better than the United States or something like that, then as far as I'm concerned, they're picking one bank robber over another. Am I happy about bank robbers? No. But if that one of the bank robbers is my brother and the other one's some guy I don't know, yeah, I got a little bit more fidelity to the one bank robber than the other.
I don't know if they're saying Russia is better than the United States. I'm not sure. Honestly, I haven't watched enough of their programming. But when I did get my free-to-air satellite system,
that I have heard of, that I have read about them on the internet. Yeah. It's all I know about them.
Right. Well, when I had installed my free-to-air satellite system, that's one of the better channels up on free-to-air satellite, and so I watched some of.
Where
it
was
at that
Russia
time.
Today? And where was the Scott Horton interview when? Georgia and Russia were going at it, is what I want to know.
That's a good question. I couldn't tell you that.
Yeah. I wonder why it's a good question.
But there's a lot of critique of the U.S. government on that particular channel, and not so much discussion about Russia. So, I don't know. Maybe you've got more experience than we do with it. You're welcome to comment at 800-259-9231. But whatever, I'll take the news where I can get it, and I think that RT and Al Jazeera have done a bang-up job of covering a lot of stuff that the U.S. government does that the other organizations just won't touch.
And it's good to hear everybody's point of view, and everybody's spin on something. That's how you try to. That's how you can ascertain the truth, by hearing all the different sides.
I agree with that much.
Yeah, and the unfortunately, the mainstream U.S. media doesn't give you the alternative side. They don't give you the dissenting opinions. If they do, the dissenter is always a dope.
Yeah. Well, you know, the one thing, here's my thought on it, is if you're going to watch Fox News and you're just going to watch it sort of from this, state of mind where you think that it's just fair and balanced, then, you know, you're walking into this, kind of blindly. If you're going to watch Russia Today, take into consideration that it may be an anti-U.S. News organization or have that level of some level of that bias to them. I don't know. That's just something I've read on the internet.
Well, they interview a lot of U.S. dissenters, so it's not like Russians saying U.S. is bad. They usually interview Americans talking about some of the dissenting opinions, which I think is healthy.
Plus, you gotta love RT and Fox. Then you'll get it all. Then you get a bunch of stuff.
And you gotta love the Russian female anchors.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't even try to hide it.
More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another. It's true, especially when you're talking about CentOS. Choosing CentOS for your company's rental uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt branded apparel. That's right, CentOS, the leading provider of rental uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Rental Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Rental Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We give you the features there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
By the way, the archives that you find there at the top of the page at freetalklive.com, they are brought to you by HostGator, and they go all the way back to late 2006. It's all totally free, thanks to HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They're easy to use, and they've got more than 4,500 templates from which to choose. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. Use that portal that we've created for you so that we get counted. It's counted that you've come from us, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. That's the portal. And you'll get a 99.9% uptime guarantee, a 45-day money-back guarantee, 24/7 technical support, and your first month completely free. It's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. We continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Let's go to Greg, listening in Massachusetts. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey guys, how's it going? Thanks for getting me. Thanks for bringing me up here.
That's what we do. What's on your mind tonight, Greg?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about my experiences. I finally started a libertarian club down here at Northeastern University in Boston.
Cool.
And, yeah, the first thing I should note is that due to the insane red tape at my school, that process took me about 2.5 months or something just to start a club at this school.
You have to find a sponsor or something like that, like one of the teachers to be involved.
Sponsor members, it's like three different steps of approval for the club. It takes forever.
And what do you get for that? I mean, what you get, like, listed on the website or something? What is the benefit of being a club?
We get listed on the website. We get the right to reserve rooms to meet in. We get to use the school name on our events, and we get the right to do events on campus. The only one of those I was interested in was the ability to do events on campus.
I see.
So now we're trying to do our first event on campus, and it's part of it, a big project Young Americans for Liberty is doing with 75 different chapters. I think it's actually a little more than 75, but anyhow, next week, 75 to 80 different universities, the Young Americans for Liberty groups are going to be putting up national debt clocks made out of plywood that are over 40 feet long.
They'd have to be. I mean, you know, if you're going to use a if you're going to use a 4x8 piece of plywood, so you're going to use the full sort of width of the plywood, you're going to need that. They're going to need to be 40 feet long to fit all the numbers on them.
Yeah, that's exactly the issue. Yeah, so it's going to be over 40 feet long. And the issue is that they're, things are not looking good in Northeastern right now in terms of free speech with this event. And the basically, most schools, if you're going to do something like this, they just want to know two things. They want to know when and where. Mm-hmm. The actual event is up to you. So Northeastern makes me come into the student activities office and sit down and explain every last detail about the event to them. I had to draw them a picture of this sign so they could understand what it was. They want to know, like, everything we're doing, blah, blah, blah. They still haven't given us the thumbs up to do it. And but here's what's concerning to me, where it starts to get into issues with free speech. They won't let me publicize the events through press releases beforehand, at least unless unless I get special permission from the Student Activities Leadership Office, which it does not sound like I'm going to get. They will not let me publicize the event through press releases.
Hmm. Or else what? Will they pull your tuition or something?
I think basically our group will just be kicked off campus and we'll never be able to do anything, relating to the school again. And I'm sure that.
So let me see if I'm clear on something here. I'd never been to one of these colleges before. I only went to community college for a couple of years and it was a waste of my time. But let me see if I'm clear. You pay to go to this school, and they have said that, okay, well, if you form this club, then you jump through our hoops, you form this club, then you'll be able to do X, Y, and Z. You'll be able to use the school name, you'll be able to use the school's facilities, you'll be able to reserve them. I presume you get to use them for free, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've paid, you form this club, you then apparently have to go to the school in order to get permission to use the facilities. They're holding that back. That's the carrot that they're using to get you to jump through more of their hoops, to beg them for permission. But if they don't give you permission to send a press release to promote your event, nobody's going to know about it, so why even bother?
I mean, yeah, why have an event?
At that point, it's just maybe the few people that will happen to walk by the event, which still may be worthwhile, but nonetheless, if you were to then disregard their demands and go ahead and issue the press release and hold the event anyway, then they would pull your club status. You wouldn't be kicked out of school, but then what would that? I mean, could you still use their facilities? You just wouldn't have priority, or what would happen if you didn't have a club?
The club wouldn't be able to use the facilities, which is why one of the ideas I'm floating depends on what the Student Activities Office winds up doing. I'm floating the idea of just moving the event onto the sidewalk just off campus, because here's one of the things they're doing that really concerns me, that they're trying to shut the event down in general. They haven't officially shut it down yet, but they still have taken 2 days to tell me whether or not they're going to approve it. They were asking me what I'm going to do to secure the sign because they're concerned it might fall on someone and cause serious, like, injury or something. And I was like, well, hang on. It's a 4-foot sign on the ground. How is it going to fall on someone? They're basically making up reasons to give me a hard time now.
Sure. It's a 4-foot sign on the ground, meaning it lays flat on the ground? It won't be stood up?
It's going to be propped against the fence, but it's 4 feet tall. Like, who is it going to fall on?
I see.
Well, you know, the libertarians are sort of a thorn in the side of the establishment university people, you know, and I think that they feel very threatened by libertarianism. The establishment doesn't, and I'm sure they don't want you to become too popular. Look what's happening in all these college campuses when Ron Paul visits. You know, you're just not wanted there.
Would they arrest you The reason I asked that is I saw a video from some college group. They weren't libertarians. It was just some, it was like an abortion protest or something like that, that they were trying to protest on the school campus, and they were ordered to leave. Would they possibly threaten you with violence if you just went ahead with this on campus?
I could definitely see that happening, and that's why I'm working very hard to get a video camera. I said I want the entire event from front to start, every last second of it, on tape. Because if anyone shows up, if the university agrees to let us do this, and then like the police show up and try and shut us down or something mm-hmm. like that, I'm going to have that evidence. And that's the bottom line. I really think that if they shoot this down and we do it anyhow, they will accuse us of trespassing. And I would not be surprised if they threaten to use violence against us. They threatened to use violence against students for taking photos of cops on campus before. Not even
wow.
video, photos.
That's crazy. When is this supposed to occur?
It's going to be Thursday. It's going to be basically a week from... Oh, sorry, no, next Wednesday. It's going to be Wednesday, March 30th.
Okay, so 1 week from today. And you said this is also happening at other schools around the country?
Yeah, 75 to 80 different chapters.
Have other libertarian clubs been having similar encounters with the school administration?
That's what surprised me. I was on a conference call with a good number of these chapters today. As far as I understand... All the other chapters sounded very surprised to hear my issues. I know those chapters have had problems in the past with the administration, but everyone else has no problem sending press releases. The school doesn't care about that. And in general, this is one event most of the schools haven't cared about because, it's a big sign, but at the end of the day, it's just a sign that they're putting up. It's not even politicized. It's just a sign that says $14
trillion. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, it's funny, but, Young Americans for Liberty and then, I guess, FIRE is the free speech group campuses
right.
there.
I was going to mention them. They're at thefire.org.
Yeah, and they're going to try and work with me to do something about this because I think it's very clear that even though Northeastern's a private university, that this is not academic.
This is a private university. They accept no government funds?
No, come on.
Well, that's exactly what I'm getting at. And in general, though, I mean that this is a joke. It's a joke to call yourself an academic institution but say that you can't have these kind of opinions on your campus.
I would agree, Greg. Good luck. Let us know what happens,
yeah,
will
good
you?
Luck.
And you definitely want to have the video cameras present. Thanks for the call. We're coming up at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the shirt you wear most. An essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more. But we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional straight collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and Biggins all sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at chachingwisdom.com. That's chachingwisdom.com. Chachingwisdom.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in iodine, probiotics, zinc, and silica to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at HempUSA.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We give you the features there for free. And if you want to support this show, you may do so by visiting promote.freetalklive.com. You will get an entire list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live onto more radio stations around the country, into more ears around the world via the internet. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You get everything from flyers that you can print out all the way to you can get web banners and graphics, high-resolution graphics. You can make your own Free Talk Live stuff if you want to. Again, we don't believe in the whole intellectual property thing, so take our logo, please. Put it on shirts. Sell them if you want to. We don't care. Go to promote.freetalklive.com and do that as we continue with your phone calls about what you want. Lewis is in Maine. Lewis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Lewis, in Maine?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to call in and give you some information about Mr. Johnson's case. I did some research in the New Hampshire Rules of Court. And he's got, 20 days to file the appeal, number one.
About our friend Jim Johnson, who was convicted by a jury of so-called criminal trespass for the horrible crime of being on a public jail parking lot, basically, and walking around the jail.
Yes, sir. And then he can also file informal pauperis if he's, doesn't have the funds. But the third point that I wanted to make was... And this might have to do with your recording, whether you were video or audio, but the judge is supposed to give instructions to the jury as to what reasonable doubt actually is. And there's court precedent. There are three cases listed here that establish what reasonable doubt is, and I can read you the specifics of one of them after. But another one, he's also supposed to give guidelines to the jury as it pertains to jury nullification instructions, and there's legal precedent on that.
There's no judge in America that has instructions to give the jury regarding jury nullification. Where did you find that?
I believe it's the way it is stated right here in the New Hampshire Rules of Court. So if you go
also, it's a 30-day window, as I understand it, to file for an appeal. So you are incorrect on that as well.
really. It's well, what I read was 20 days then.
It's a good idea to get in early.
Pardon me?
By the way,
none of this is considered legal advice, by the way. So go ahead.
Right. And then there's item number 12. It was the supplemental charge to the jury upon failure for the jury to reach a verdict. The judge is supposed to give supplemental instructions to the jury regarding that. But
well, I can tell you that the man on the road read pages and pages and pages of jury instructions in front of this jury.
Yeah.
None of it had anything to do with jury nullification. Although
the reasonable doubt thing was definitely addressed, though.
Yeah. Although there is, I guess, a bill that is passed the New Hampshire State House, as I understand it, is now heading to the Senate that will require judges to give at least a little bit of information about jury nullification. They won't. I don't think they will use that exact term. Terminology. It'll be a little more legalistic sounding, which is unfortunate. I don't think it's going to be very explicit. I don't know how easy it will be for jurors to understand it, but nonetheless, there's some movement in the right direction on that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. He did. So you're saying then the judge did give the instruction as it pertains to reasonable doubt, saying that it must be a doubt based on reason, because listening to the juror that you interviewed, it seemed to me like he was saying that the case hinged on, you know, it was personally communicated that they should leave, and he said it was so minor that it wouldn't reach the threshold of reasonable doubt. And I think that's analogous to saying, if you charge me $1 million for a piece of gum, that's unreasonable, but that is not what the word or the term reasonable doubt refers to. It means that if you reason it, if by exercising reason you arrive at some doubt, that is reasonable doubt. Mm-hmm. And if you have reasonable doubt, you must find the defendant not guilty.
Well said, sir.
I don't know what the specifics are in this circumstance, but I would feel when I watched the case that there would be reasonable doubt that he may or may not have heard the guy. How do you know if somebody's heard something or not?
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Jimmy.
I can tell you, when my wife talks to me, sometimes I just don't hear a thing she says. And I'm sitting right there.
Let's talk to Jimmy, listening in New York. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Jimmy. How you doing?
You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just wanting to talk about all these chemtrails that I've been seeing.
Well, that's good. You're not seeing chemtrails. There are contrails, and chemtrails is really just more of like a paranoid fantasy.
Paranoid fantasy, that's what you think?
Yeah, I think you should go to contrailscience.com and read up on what contrails are and why some contrails last longer than other contrails.
Why do you have 5 or 6 jets all flying together in patterns, creating all this clouds?
I don't know. I can't answer the questions as to why jets fly in the air.
Do you think that the people that are flying those jets know that they're poisoning their friends, their neighbors, and their children?
Well, I don't know if it's poison. I don't know what it is. But I don't either. I think they're creating weather patterns, what I believe. Hmm. But I see that they let out something that looks like a vapor trail, but it just keeps growing and growing.
Yeah,
and
that's
growing
what contrails do.
Sometimes that happens.
Yeah. There are different wind conditions that are up there in the sky than they are.
It's ice, just like clouds.
Yeah, down on the earth, the wind is different than it is up in the sky, and so things behave maybe a little differently than you might expect. And there are different conditions regarding how cold things are and how much moisture there is in the air.
Yeah, depends on the humidity.
Right. So
there's some days you don't see contrails at all, right?
Right. You know, I can't answer that definitively either way. All I can say is, you've heard of the Tuskegee experiment, you've heard about all these things. Nothing would surprise me on that issue. Nothing would surprise me, Wayne, but evidence is real important. And to
it depends on whose evidence you're talking about.
Well, any evidence would be useful. To look up in the sky and to say that, well, those are chemicals coming out of the back of a plane, that's all speculation, and it takes you down the realm of paranoia and thinking that somebody's doing something awful when, the point of fact, it's probably just a contrail.
It could be.
What's your opinion on the New World Order?
Define that, please.
I don't know. Martial law.
Well, I don't think martial law is a very good thing. I don't think that a police state is a very good thing. I think New World Order is kind of like this buzzword. I don't really know exactly what it means. Certainly there are people who are in search of power and people who have power that would like to aggregate more power to themselves. I think that that's certainly the case.
I don't think they call themselves the New World Order necessarily. I think there are different people who want power, and to some extent, some of them are competing with one another to attempt to get that power.
What's your opinion on Alex Jones?
He is a an interesting character, and I have
a lot of respect for
Alex Jones. He was somebody that I would say was somewhat influential in my journey in broadcasting, and he's I don't agree with the conspiracy viewpoint, but I do agree that he's a great journalist when it comes to, or that he's great at reporting on the police state. I think that he's absolutely super at that. Anything else on your mind tonight?
I went on a trip to Florida. I was talking pretty much about everything that about the New World Order and everything that's been going on. And he told me to look up this guy Phil Schneider. Have you ever heard of him?
I can't say I have. Why?
You maybe should do some research on him.
Why?
He claimed. I mean, I don't know if what he was saying was exactly right, but he was saying a lot of interesting stuff that he worked for the government. You ever heard of a guy named Barry Jennings?
I have not. So why is it that I would want to research this person?
Well, I don't know who Barry is. The guy was actually, about 9/11 and all that, right? He was trapped in Building 7.
He was the head of operations.
He had said that there was explosives in the building.
It's certainly suspicious what happened with Building 7. There's no doubt about that. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I mean, for those who don't know, Building 7 is that other building, the third building.
Could anybody possibly not know at this point?
Some people have never heard of it. You ask most people how many buildings fell, they'll say two.
Mm-hmm. It was the third building that fell down completely, and just like the other two did, and there wasn't a plane that hit that particular building, so
right.
You have to wonder about that. And there's no doubt there are a lot of suspicious things surrounding that, but I've got better things to do with my time than spend it researching things that happened a decade ago, because I already know that the government does horrible things. I already know that they kill people. I already know that they are corrupt, and that there are people there seeking more power over my life and your life, and I want to do something about that now, today, and on into the future.
And peacefully, in a way that will matter in the long term.
Yeah.
And so by understanding the nature of power, sure, it's okay if you want to follow the money, but in the end, it's about us participating. That's what gives them their power, is us buying into their little schemes.
And obeying them.
And obeying, yeah. And their schemes, that bad things are good for you,
I'd rather report on the things that we know for sure they're doing that are horrible to human beings, and make it so that people break that mindset of obedience and encourage people to not
question everything.
Absolutely. Hour 3 is up next. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated. So send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors want to talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.